It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Dave and Debbie are live from Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District on KSL News Radio.
In a moment, we're going to go live to the University of Utah's seismograph station and talk about earthquakes. I think we feel like we maybe have a little tremor here or there almost daily. But surprisingly, I am looking at the latest map. They actually have a website for this date. It says recent earthquakes. And the last 2 weeks have been pretty quiet. But we're going to get confirmation for sure in just a moment.
I think we're surprised to learn that because we just don't feel it. Doesn't mean they're not happening. They're happening largely all across the state. The only one that we really care about is the big one. You know, I mean, there's little ones that could be, you know, that can come in. But even the one that hit Magna, it was a 5.4, 5.7, somewhere around there. And it didn't do a lot of damage, though. Because it was an older building, it did destroy one school.
Yeah. Catherine Whitten, University of Utah seismograph. You work for the seismograph stations up there, Catherine. Hello.
Hi. I'm a seismologist. Hi,
a
nice
seismologist. I didn't have your proper title here, so I apologize. Well,
that's okay.
You sound like you know everything there is to know about earthquakes. So, how's it?
Well, I know a bit.
Well, I know after that Magna 5.7 hit back in March of 2020, I just went back and did a little research on it. It looked like we had hundreds of smaller earthquakes following that for the next couple of weeks, right?
We did have quite a few aftershocks, much longer than for a couple of weeks for years, actually. We continued to have aftershocks from that Magna earthquake. Yeah, we had a lot. Most of them were not felt. You know, we record in Utah about 1,200 earthquakes a year, but most of them are very small and not felt by people.
At what point does an earthquake catch your attention? I'm sure you can't pay attention or get worried about all 1,200. At what point
Correct.
Do you start paying attention?
Usually when people start to feel it. So that's around magnitude 2.5 or more likely a 3. And we have about one of those a month in Utah, magnitude 3 or larger. So that a magnitude 3 might feel like a lot of people think a truck drove by or like something hit the side of the house or the kids were being rowdy or something. And then later they realize, oh, that was actually an earthquake.
I have a story from the 90s. I'd gotten in the shower and I was shampooing my hair and I thought, oh my goodness, I feel so dizzy. I don't know if I'll be able to go to work today. Well, it turns out there was an earthquake.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was in another part of Salt Lake County. I want to say Bluffdale. I don't know if my memory serves. That was a long time ago. It was probably 93-ish. And I was in Cottonwood Heights, Midvale area, living there at the time, and I felt it. And it wasn't a super strong earthquake, although I do remember a little bit of, I believe, damage to a driveway. But I sure felt it, and I didn't actually know what it was until I got in the car. I turned on KSL News Radio. I was driving to work. I worked at Channel 4 News and found out. Well, I figured out what I was going to be doing all day. I was going to be covering a minor earthquake. But we felt it, Catherine. So I do
That's
think
great.
It was like that.
I love
that
those stories.
I just thought I was dizzy. I was having a dizzy spell. Probably should have eaten breakfast or something like that. No, it was an earthquake. So are there areas along the Wasatch Front that you see more activity up there at the University of Utah seismograph stations when you're watching the charts?
Well, the whole Wasatch Front is very active. You know, we have the Wasatch Fault, which runs from southern Idaho all the way to central Utah, and that whole area is very active, and it's where all the people live. So we have a lot of earthquakes where the people are here in Utah.
So when you talk about the fault, because we've heard about the Wasatch Fault for years and years, is it how deep is it under the ground? Does it pop up? Is it something we can see?
So it starts next to the mountains at the surface, and then it dips to the west underneath the city or underneath the valley. Mm. And there are a few places you can see it, but really the best indication that we have a fault here is the tall mountains next to the low valley.
Worst case scenario in terms of magnitude of the earthquake, you guys keep your eyes on the closest.
Right. Our worst case scenario, the big one, is about a magnitude 7, possibly up to a 7.5, but somewhere in that range. So that's a big earthquake. Fortunately, it's not a 9. We're not worried about something much bigger than that. But a magnitude 7 would be very destructive here in Salt Lake City, in the valley, in northern Utah, because it's, as I just said, it's right underneath population centers. So we'd be very close to it.
How would we experience it? Is it severe shaking? Is it more of a rolling motion? Do we have any idea what it would feel like?
It would definitely be severe shaking. I think when people describe that rolling motion, that's when they're farther away. So the farther away you are from the earthquake, you might experience more of the rolling. But let's say if you're in Salt Lake City and we have an earthquake on the Salt Lake City segment of the fault, you're going to experience very severe shaking. You might not be able to walk. The best thing you can do is get under a table or a desk, get under something sturdy and hold on. And the hold on is because the shaking can be so severe that you might get bounced out from underneath the thing that's protecting you. So that's why we say drop, cover, and hold on.
Catherine Whitten is a seismologist with the University of Utah. They've got seismograph stations where they keep an eye on this kind of stuff all the time. I've heard in the past that it's impossible to predict earthquakes, Catherine.
Correct.
Tell us about that. Okay.
We can't, so we know about how often earthquakes happen on a given fault. So, for example, on the Salt Lake City segment of the Wasatch Fault, we know that the earthquakes happen approximately every 1,300 years. The last one was 1,400 years ago. But there's a lot of variability in that number. So it could be every 800 years, it could be every 2,000 years. So we can't say exactly when the next one is coming, but we have a very general idea of how often they happen.
So we're a little bit overdue.
Really the best we can do.
A little overdue.
I like to say we're about due.
We're about due.
Yeah.
Or in 600 years. I appreciate it.
Awesome, Catherine. Thank you so much. Catherine Whitten, seismologist with the University of Utah, seismograph stations, calling in live on this day of the great shakeout. The actual drill happened at 10:15 this morning. 930,000 Utahns had signed up for it. But you could do it any time, and you probably should try it more than once a year.
Which is something that they did here at Evergreen Junior High School. We're broadcasting live, and right around 9 o'clock, shortly after class had started, they were piping through the loudspeakers, earthquake sounding effects. And for the next 30 seconds or 45 seconds, you heard that going on, and the kids were learning to drop, cover, and hold on.
We've been talking all week long. I think we've been talking about this for 2 weeks about NHL coming to Utah. Ryan Smith, the owner of the Jazz, buying for over $1 billion the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes finished their last game last night of the season. The deal is supposed to be approved this afternoon in 2 hours from now by the NHL Board of Governors. Alex Keery, of the Sports Zone here at 97.5 FM, JJ and Alex. The last time I talked to him about this was in the hall at Broadcast House. We were in the second floor. I think they were getting ready to go in and tape or broadcast our show for the day. And he stopped me. He's like, Deb, I'm sick and tired of seeing like graphics and renditions. I want some real meat. All we've seen is this stuff and like, you know, with colorful buildings and stuff on graphics. So he's going to join the show in about 5 minutes and tell us what he knows about this deal. It'll probably get done today, so we might have an announcement this afternoon about an NHL team moving to Utah.